ISIL terrorists have kidnapped at least 170 men from two villages in northern Iraq. The men were nabbed from the villages of Al-Shajara and Gharib in Kirkuk province. Both villages are still under the control of the militants. Local witnesses say the terrorists are on a manhunt for those responsible for burning two ISIL flags in the area. The abducted men have been taken to a nearby town where a court and a prison have been set up by the Takfiri group. The move has been described as an attempt by the militants to quell resistance in the areas under their control. ISIL has already executed thousands of people in Iraq and neighboring Syria. Kurdish fighters are still pushing to retake the town of Sinjar, captured by the ISIL terrorists in August. Peshmerga forces last month broke the siege of Mount Sinjar and managed to help hundreds of Azadi Kurds. Press release Altaf Ahmad takes us to an Azadi refugee camp established by Kurdish fighters in Sinjar.
ISIL's campaign against the Iraqi Azadi minority amounted to an attempted genocide. These were the remarks echoed by UN Assistant Secretary General for Human Rights Ivan Simonovic on the plight of some 300,000 Azadis who had been emptied out of Iraq's Azadi town of Sinjar in August of 2014. 40,000 of them were stranded on Mount Sinjar. 1,700 families were still stranded before Kurdish fighters began their push to retake Sinjar. One of the main targets of the mop-up operations carried out by the Kurdish troops was actually to evacuate the thousands of Azadis who had been stranded on Mount Sinjar for months, many of whom are currently staying in makeshift camps at the hills of Mount Sinjar. We spoke to some of the people here. Signs of trauma were evident, especially on the women and the young.
They are monsters. When they arrived in Sinjar, they killed our men, husbands, brothers, sons, and they took the women and girls as slaves. We were so afraid. We just left everything and ran to Mount Sinjar. We stayed there for days and nights with no food or water.
When entering Sinjar, ISIL shot dead thousands of Azadis and buried alive or sold many others. This in addition to the sexual assault of hundreds of women and children.
We didn't even have time to put our shoes on or dress properly. We just took our children and ran. Our cars broke down on the way. We just left them and went walking up the mountain.
We stayed on Mount Sinjar for 7 days with no food or water. Children were dying of thirst and hunger. Some parents had to abandon some of their children to save others. When they opened a humanitarian corridor in Syria back in August, we refused to go. We did not want to go to Syria or Kurdistan. We wanted to stay in Sinjar. This is our land of our fathers and ancestors.
A range of Kurdish groups are currently continuing their push to secure the return of the Azadis who had been forced out of Sinjar. So far, they have managed to break the months-old siege on the town and to secure half of it and to establish a relief corridor to evacuate those who are still stranded on Mount Sinjar. Altaf Ahmed, Press TV, Sinjar Mountain.